I was at a place with social media where, you know, having been on it for 8 or 9 years, I was very conditioned to check it frequently. And it seemed like it reached a threshold of diminishing returns.
This was in late 2016.
And so I would go on and look at Facebook, and everyone was outraged. They were outraged at Hillary. They were outraged at Trump. And I sort of missed what I had come to Facebook for in the first place, which was an escape, or just to see like some sort of idiosyncrasy of a friend or an acquaintance.
But status updates had become the new go-to medium. Move over email, forget about handwritten notes or letters. So one evening, Vollmer, being a writer, well, he needed to write something. And this is what he typed on his computer.
Status update. 2016 and homes are still being raided for marijuana. Tropical Smoothie Cafe opened in Blacksburg today. Another black man was shot by police. I can't believe I'm running the dishwasher again. My bike can't ride itself. I miss the ocean. My closest family members are in Wyoming, which is possibly the most beautiful state ever created. I saw a baby deer nursing from its mother today in the middle of the road. I ate a slice of pizza big enough to wrap around my face. Ernest Becker's Denial of Death is a good book. My best friends don't live next door, but my neighbor brought me a piece of junk mail and laughed at the look on my face because I was sure she would be a proselytizer.
The next morning when he opened Facebook, he saw that his anecdotal musings had actually gotten a lot of attention. People were posting that they liked the way he strung together the series of juxtapositions, ideas, associations, and new ideas that grew out of them. So he thought, okay, I'll do another one. And same reaction.
There was a sort of liberation in being able to start in one place and not know where I was going to go and follow an association, but then, you know, maybe subvert that and include something that was totally unrelated as a juxtaposition, because that felt real to me in terms of like how consciousness works.
Vollmer jokes that his writing project not only allowed him to legitimize his internet addiction, but it also gave him a sort of research project.
Each essay presented itself as an opportunity to learn something a little bit more about whatever subject I had chosen to sort of meditate on or think about.
Vollmer says it also may be why he gravitated to this kind of writing.
It is getting harder and harder for me to sit down and work and or read for, you know, hours at a time. I have to punctuate my day with little escapes into the netherworld of the internet.
And these days, who doesn't?
I was really trying to create an analog of consciousness, you know, I mean, which is impossible to do, but to come as close as I could to representing my mind at work on the day's problems, the day's joys, the day's sorrows, the day's anger. I mean, the whole sort of emotional palette that is available to me as a person who exists in a world that seems to be growing more and more chaotic.
Matthew Vollmer's new book is called Permanent Exhibition. He's an associate professor of English at Virginia Tech. He lives in Blacksburg with his wife and son. I'm Robbie Harris.